views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm talking to you today from Hubbard Radio here at 1150 AM, KKNW in the Seattle area. You may be listening in WBLQ in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York, or on cable radio network, or somewhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. But wherever you're listening from today, you're going to be glad that you joined us, because we're going to be having an important conversation about intuition. And we're not just going to be talking about the art of intuition, but also the science. And I'm really excited about my guest today. But first, I have to say hello to Benny. Hi, Benny.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, I know.
I was using my intuition.
Oh,
see how I'm more
high. And you know, I was totally caught by surprise. My intuition did not know that the show was going to start with the buzzing sound. Beep, beep, beep. You know, that the emergency alert system is an important thing, but
it's
the first time I've experienced it on my show.
You know, there's always time for a first and everything still. So maybe we need to work on your intuition
apparently, maybe it's just not that important. And so, I mean, not that the emergency alert system's not important.
Okay, so now you just dug yourself a hole. You're like, cover it up. Quick, Christine, cover
Please,
it up.
Don't let the government agents come after me.
To be banging down on our door. Christine, save yourself.
Yeah. You know, so Benny, do you use your intuition on a regular basis?
I think I do. I'm just not aware of it as I should be.
Uh-huh.
If that makes any sense
right.
to, I mean, myself and some listeners out there. It's funny because I'll always kind of like key into it after either the fact that it's happened or the event or whichever, which is kind of frustrating because I think we all do in some form.
Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of our listeners not only work to utilize it within their lives, but also want to learn more about it, and myself included. And I'm so excited. Today I have Simone Wright on the show, and she's been called the evolutionary mind coach for elite performers and visionary leaders. She's a respected authority on intuitive intelligence. I'm going to be asking her why she calls that intelligence, peak performance, innovation, and creativity. And she's an international expert on the power of the human to integrate the mind with the intuition. She's an intuitive consultant. She's an award-winning entrepreneur. She's also an artist, and we're going to learn a little bit about that. She is an author and a sought-after speaker, and she's been getting a lot of reputation about how to utilize intuition in a way that makes you move forward in important areas of your life. She has been called in to assist in police investigations, missing children cases, as well as corporate business strategies. She has been featured on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and she is the author of a couple of books, including First Intelligence, Using the Science and Spirit of Intuition. I'd like to welcome Simone Wright. Simone, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Thank you, Christine. Such a pleasure to be with you both today.
Thank you for joining us. And, you know, it's something that many of us on our journeys, do our best to utilize, this thing called intuition.
Mm-hmm.
But first, whatever got you to the place where you wanted to not only utilize intuition in your own life, but share the information with others so that they could utilize it more effectively?
Well, it's been a lifelong adventure, and that's the word I'd like to use. It's been an adventure. I've been, as children, we're all wildly intuitive, highly intuitive, because our brains aren't developed enough yet to be intellectual. So we're functioning on an intuitive level from the moment we pop out of our mom's bellies until about the time we're 13 or 14, and when logic and intellect really starts to kick in. But for me as a kid, I was very highly intuitively sensitive, was always able to deeply sense what was going on with people around me, what was happening with them emotionally, what was happening with teachers and things like that. And with this deep knowing and understanding as a kid, I would challenge the grown-ups in my world, and I would get into a lot of trouble because I would be considered cheeky or willful or difficult to teach. But one of the most profound experiences happened when I was about 7 years old, and my father, bless his soul, was 33 years old and was passing away from testicular cancer. He was on his deathbed. And I was in the hospital, and I was standing in the corner of the hospital room, and I was looking at my father, and I could see through him. That's how perceptive I was. And his body to me was translucent or transparent. I could see through him. And it scared the bejeebers out of me. I mean, as a seven-year-old, to be able to see through your dad is a little disconcerting, no?
Right, right. Especially in that situation where you're losing him.
Yes, yes. And so I was so frightened by that moment that I had a very difficult time saying goodbye to him. So I pecked him on the cheek, rushed out of the hospital room, and he died later that night. And that night while I was asleep, I was awakened by my father at the foot of my bed. He showed up in this bright blue glow, and this all might sound very bizarre, but I'm sure your listeners are very sort of open-minded in this regard.
Sure.
And he showed up at the foot of my bed, and he said, "Simone, my sweetheart, I'm here to say goodbye. I'm sorry I have to go. Please be a good girl for your mom. And if you ever need me, just call and I'll be there." And I fell asleep and said goodbye. And the next morning, my mom showed up at home with a red rose, and she sat me at the foot of her bed and said, "Sweetie, I'm here to tell you that Daddy's gone to heaven. He won't be coming home." And I said, "Well, Mommy, I know. And, you know, he was here last night and said goodbye." And that was sort of the last thing I remember of that moment. But that was the first grand memory of it. And I had very heightened experiences as a kid.
Right.
And then when I hit my, and I would, as I said, I would get in trouble because I would see things and say things and sense things and predict things, and the grown-ups around me didn't like it.
Oh, sure. And we, not only in our culture do we try to hide so much of our you know, reality, our truth from others, but it's particularly particularly prevalent in adults in terms of how they want to, you know, keep things away from kids, shield the children from their truth.
Absolutely. And children, as I say, are so wildly intuitive that they might not understand intellectually what's going on, but they know energetically what's going on.
Right.
And, you know, it's really important to support intuitive intelligence in our children so that as they grow up, they have a sense of empowerment and of self-esteem, so that they know that they have within them their own guidance system.
Right.
That, you know, that they can trust and depend on. And, you know, that for me as a kid was shut off. And so I turned to my artwork. I've been an artist since I can remember, and to my animals. I've always been a fan of the furry creatures of the world.
Right.
And it wasn't until my late 20s that it exploded in me. The intuition sort of said, "Look, Simone, you can't fake this anymore. This is who you are." And it was through my father once more. I was in a major crisis in my life. I was in my late 20s. Everything in my life was a disaster. And I went home to my hometown and figured, I was home for Christmas, and I figured I needed to blame somebody, so I was going to blame my dad because, you know, what was he going to do about it? And I went to the cemetery and sat in my mom's car. I grew up in Canada, so it was cold, so I stayed in the car. And I had it out with my dad and just, you know, let all of the tears and the emotions flow. And then in a really heartfelt moment, I said out loud, just like I'm talking to you, I said, "Daddy, where were you? Why weren't you there for me, Daddy?" And as clear as I'm talking to you, in fact, even more clear, it was behind me in the car over my right shoulder. The voice said, "I've been here the whole time. You just weren't listening."
Oh, wow.
And in that moment, it was like my head blew open, and all of these intuitive memories flowed back. And from that moment forward, I thought, okay, there's one of two things are happening here. Either I'm having a nervous breakdown and I'm losing my mind, or something is coming online that's very powerful and I can't ignore anymore.
Sure.
And so I took the next many years to sort of examine it and figure it out. And, you know, I knew that I wasn't the only person who had this skill set. I knew it was very common.
Uh-huh.
And it was then just experimenting and figuring out the biology behind it and what was the spirit behind it and what was the science behind it. And I eventually started teaching it to people around North America and was up in Canada teaching a class. And a police detective friend of mine who I've known since I was 18 and who knows of my skill set, he knew I was in town on a layover and he was working on a homicide case. And he said, Sim, I'm coming to get you. I'm not telling you any details, but I'm going to put you to work. He picked me up at my hotel room, drove me across town, spit me out, hardly slowed down the car, and said, I'll pick you up in 10 minutes, and you got to tell me what you see here. And sure enough, he came back 10 minutes later, and he asked me what I saw. And I held up three fingers, and I said, three and three. And he nodded his head yes. And there were three victims. There were three perpetrators. There were three shooters, two 9mm guns. I was able to give the description of the shooters and the victims, where they were shot, what the order of the shots were. And it ended up being a triple homicide and a gang-related hit.
Wow.
And the information that I gave them had even the holdback, which for law enforcement is important. They want to know the things that people wouldn't know.
Exactly. You couldn't read it in the newspaper or whatever, yeah.
He said, there's no way you could know this. You couldn't have Googled it. And even if I did tell you where we were going, none of this was ever listed. And he said, would you be interested in doing this for us full time? And I said, hell no.
Oh, dear.
No. I said, and Christine, before I could even stop it, before I could even hold the words back, they popped out of my mouth and the words said, what if I could teach law enforcement how to do what I do?
Oh, wonderful.
And he kind of looked at me like I had two heads and he said, you can do this? And I said, well, yeah, that's why I'm up here. I'm teaching people how to do this.
Uh-huh.
He said, for law enforcement, it would be a little different because you guys need more science, but I can teach anybody how to do it. And 9 months later, I was in a room with 22 police detectives with over 400 years of law enforcement experience, teaching them how to use the power of their intuitive mind. And that wasn't necessarily for psychic ability, but that was to support them in the field, to help them come up with innovative ideas, to come up with broader solutions, to be able to communicate more deeply and powerfully with victims and perpetrators, and to maintain better health and reduce stress on the road. And
what a wonderful application, because they do such important work that they should be supported with all intelligence. And Simone, when we return, I'm going to want to ask you why you refer to it as intelligence and why it's the first intelligence. But we have to go to a quick break right now. More with Simone Wright when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800 800- 203-3775.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Who's the one beside her holding hand? Holding hand. Will she find her way? Will she follow every sign, every night and day? The words that fly inside my head and saying what is left.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with the author of First Intelligence, Using the Science and Spirit of Intuition, Simone Wright. Simone, you know, before the break, you were talking about some of your extraordinary experiences with intelligence, intuition and connection. And you know, you're talking about how you were actually teaching this to police officers. So, you know, when you're teaching to somebody like that, do you have to provide more than just like the guidelines of this is how you use your intuition?
Oh, yes. Yes, they require lots and lots of data. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, their mantra is just the facts, ma'am, right? So
yes. It's
for me as a teacher, what I had to do was go in and reverse engineer the entire intuitive process and break it down biologically. Uh-huh. What was happening when I was having successful experiences with the intuition, working with law enforcement or finding missing kids or even with corporate strategies. What was happening? What was I doing uh-huh. biologically? What was going on in my body? What was I doing with my mind? What was happening energetically? What was the level and the degree of communication between my body and the environment? What was happening? And so I broke all of that down. And in being able to break that down and present it through the biology of the body, which every single one of us possesses, uh-huh. and present it to them in that sort of, I don't know if the word pragmatic is appropriate, but mm-hmm. in that practical way, my mission with teaching intuition is knocking the voodoo, is knocking the woo-woo off it because it's not, you know, that's one of the most common misconceptions about intuition, that it's supernatural
right.
or that it's paranormal uh-huh. or that you have to be super highly spiritually gifted in order to have this skill set and boop, wrong. It's not. We are born with it. It is, as I say in the book, it's our first intelligence. Mm-hmm. And so being able to teach it to law enforcement in a practical way was the only way they were going to even slightly be willing to listen to me.
Sure.
And ultimately, it made me a far better teacher and ultimately is what shaped the book.
So what is some of the science mm-hmm. behind it? So if it's not something that's just plain magical, how does intuition occur?
Oh, do we have a long time? It's a multidimensional, multifaceted intelligence, and it is something that we were born with. Every single being, cell, living form on the planet has an ability to communicate with the environment in order to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And that those living beings don't even need to have a brain. A jellyfish that doesn't have a brain can survive for billions of years in the ocean. A single-celled organism with, you know, an amoeba with no brain, no nervous system, no spinal cord can communicate deeply with its environment and know how to survive in powerful ways. So we're all inherently gifted with this ability to gather and process information from the field and use it to benefit us.
So can you explain what the field is? Because there are going to be some listeners who don't understand what you mean by that.
The field is the energetic soup, sort of, the energetic vibratory field in which we all exist. You know, Albert Einstein believes that it's the source of all nature, that it's the mind of nature, it is the creative power that supports us all. And it is sort of the storage unit, for lack of a better description, that holds all of the information that we want our intuition to guide us towards.
Uh-huh.
It holds everything past, present, and future. It's the place where all of our creativity lies. It's the place where innovation and new ideas are sourced. And it's the thing that we are constantly connected to.
So when we're using our
intuition, that's where we're going.
Okay, so it's about learning how to access something that is vibrational surrounding us.
Yes, and getting the sort of the intellect out of the way, our thinking mind out of the way, because that's a very limited intelligence, and being able to open the door and access this broader perspective that we all have. And it's held in every single cell right down to our DNA, and then as the systems in the body become more sophisticated and we move up from a single cell into tissue and then into an organ and then to an organ system, then that whole intelligence starts to come online. And if we do it correctly, all of those 100 trillion cells, all of those 100 trillion pieces of consciousness start to work as a unit and can guide us in a specific direction.
So how do we get that information, like, as individuals?
Well, first of all, you have to know you've got it. That's the simplest step. If I teach anybody anything, it's just to say, you know, the simplest way is just realize you've got it. Just realize you're already intuitive and there is a guidance system waiting to serve you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really the simplest step, saying, okay, if Simone says I've got it, all right, I might not believe it, but I'll be willing to experience it for a moment or two and see what happens. If you start there and just be willing to see where you're led, and listen, everybody who's listening to us has had intuitive moments, you know, traffic intuition. I live in Los Angeles. And traffic intuition is prominent in my life, for sure, and in a lot of people that I teach. They, you know, you're in your car and you hear somebody in your head, maybe, or a voice or a feeling say, turn left. And you're like, I'm going to be late for work. I'm not going to turn left. I don't know who's talking to me. I'm going straight. And you go straight, and there's a traffic jam, or there's a cop, and you go, dang it. Oh, I should have listened. We've all had those experiences.
Absolutely.
And it's sort of what Benny was saying at the beginning. We know we're having the experiences, and sometimes we're not aware of it until later when we've gotten pulled over or we're late for work because of the traffic jam, and we go, phooey, I should have listened to that. So we've all had those times. So the ability to be able to use it on cue is to start recognizing, okay, I've had those hits. I know I've had them. And now I'm just going to start paying attention. And so you, as you start to pay attention, they start to become more powerful. And you start to learn to trust them more. And as you do start to learn to trust them more, you're able to guide them in a more proficient way.
So, you know, Simone, I think a lot of people have this understanding that it's possible to access information in the field or whatever you want to call it. In the here and now. But some people have a difficult time thinking in terms of accessing information from the future. How does that work?
Well, it's really sort of the same thing, because the energy and the information held in the field has no concept of time or space. And it gets a little complicated, but really where you're going when you access a memory, when you're remembering something that you did an hour ago or a week ago or 40 years ago, is the same source of information, the field of information that you're going to gather information from the future. So when people are having precognitive dreams, when they're having a dream or getting a sensation and something happens later, they just access the information that's held in the field via the same way. Because, and this is what freaked out the police that I was teaching. When I ask you, where do you go when you access a memory? Where do you go? You go into your brain. Some people will say you go into the hippocampus or a certain some part of the brain. I say, okay, great. So what is that part of your brain made up of? And they say, well, it's made up of tissue. Okay. And what is that tissue made up of? Well, it's made up of cells. Okay. And what are the cells made up of? Well, those cells are made up of atoms. Okay. And at the base level of those atoms, what is that made out of? Well, it's made up of energy. Okay. And then at the base level of that energy, if science goes deeper, then what's left? And all that's left is consciousness. All that's left is the energy of that field. So in order to access a memory, you're not going to your brain, because your brain at the deepest level, and this is where the cops, they just said, ah, you're going too far with us here. That's at the deepest level. You're just accessing energy, using energy, using intention, using focus, using coherent, focused, powerful attention. And that's all your intuition is. You're guiding your attention, your energetic attention, to access information from the field, past, present, or future, in order to guide you where you want to go. It's just like a GPS.
Okay.
It's exactly like a GPS in your car.
So it's almost like through that, what we consider the emptiness of us, where the energy goes through and we don't have the physicality anymore, we have the potential to access all that information in the field.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And to, you know, a lot of people are having intuitive experiences just sort of randomly. They and that's very common. You know, they'll have an intuitive experience and they're like, poof. And that's awesome. That's great. But where I get my kicks and giggles is being able to teach people how to do it in a directed way, how to guide it at will, so that we can use our intuition to lead us to an outcome that we want to create, as opposed to something that just sort of shows up in our life.
Right. And let's talk more about that when we come back. But before we go to break, can you please share with our listeners your website?
Sure. It's www.simonewright.com, and that's SimoneWright.com, and you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and all those fabulous social media things that I still don't quite understand, but you can connect with me through them.
And you can connect with her in just a few moments when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com, or call 206-420-8660.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers?
What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your soul suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all-natural organic ingredients. Choose from six delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Kiss my lips and then you take my breath away. So I wanna know.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, AM 1150 in the Seattle area, WBLQ in the Northeast, Cable Radio Network, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm having a conversation today with the wonderful Simone Wright. She is the author of First Intelligence, Using the Science and Spirit of Intuition. Now, Simone, you know, you talk about how we can access this. And part of it is just sort of believing that we can, kind of accepting that. What are some of the other steps that we can take to open up to the flow of the intuitive information?
Well, part of it is getting out of our own way. And there's a foundation on which I sort of discovered that intuition really thrives. And if your listeners imagine in their vision an equal-sided, three-sided triangle, an equilateral triangle, on the bottom of that triangle is peace. On one side of that triangle is precision. And on the third side of that triangle is perception. All three of those sides are equal. They all hold equal power in the process. But peace has to be at the foundation. There, you have to be able to engage in the intuitive conversation from a place of peace, from a place of calm and open-mindedness, from a place of heart-centered balance. You know, it was so interesting. You guys joked at the beginning that the emergency broadcasting thingy opened your show.
Right, right, yes.
And as I was listening to that, I was going, oh my gosh, that sound is the quintessential example of what static on the intuitive line sounds like and feels like. And when we are stressed out, that is exactly what's going on within our intuitive system. It causes static. You can't hear. You can't listen to that inner voice. The static is so profound that there's no way you can hear it. So peace is so important. So being able to cultivate a quiet practice, a meditative practice, and a lot of people are thinking, I don't want to meditate. I don't have time. 5 minutes a day just to turn off your technology. Go out and dig in the garden. Go for a walk. Play with your dog. Just disconnect from the external world and sit with yourself for a few minutes. That's where you have to start in order for the chatter from the external world to diminish so that you can start to hear the inner guidance. And then the second P of that is precision. You need to be really sure and clear and precise about the energy with which you're engaging in the intuitive conversation. Are you engaging from a place of open-mindedness? Are you engaging from a place of forgiveness? Are you engaging from a place of, I'm willing to sort of see what shows up?
Without that attachment.
Yes, yes. And being able to let go of your opinions of how you think the greatness, the goodness, and the bounty should show up. And being precise with the questions that you ask of your intuition as well.
Ooh, that's a good point.
That's really important. You know, a lot of folks will say when they're in a moment of crisis, they're like, why is this happening? Or why isn't this working out? Or is this the job I should have? Is this the guy I should marry? Am I going to win this election? No. Those are very disempowered questions. They don't serve you. Your intuition can't guide you. But if you ask questions that are coming from an empowered place where it's like, all right, here's my goal. Here's what I want to achieve. Uh-huh. What is the wisest choice for me to take right now at this moment? How can I best serve my boss at uh-huh. work? Or how can I best serve my teenager? Uh-huh. What does my kid need to hear from me right now to help them navigate this time? If you ask empowered questions, your intuition can guide you in an empowered way. You know, so that's really helpful.
So, Simone, how important is having clarity with our intentions of, you know, where we want to go in our lives? How important is that in order to start that communication process of intuition?
Such a good question, and it's crucial. It's crucial. You know, a lot of folks will come to people like you, people like me, uh-huh. because they want to know what they should be doing. What should I be doing?
Right.
You know, is there some magical guy in the clouds telling me that I should be doing something and I'm missing out on it? And I say, no, what would you like to do? Right. What do you want to do? And one of the superpowers of, you know, there's three levels of mind at operation in this intuitive conversation as well. There's the conscious mind,
uh-huh.
there's the subconscious mind, and then there's the superconscious mind. All three of those are active at the same time as well. And the conscious mind, the ability to choose, That is the ability of the conscious mind, the ability to intend, the ability to direct thought. Mm-hmm. And what the ability to choose does is it cuts possibility out of all possibility. It cuts, mm-hmm. I give the analogy, it's like a cowboy with a herd of cattle. And he makes a choice and he says, I want that cow. Mm-hmm. And the choice gathers that, lassos that cow and pulls it into possibility. And that's the power of choice. You must decide. I say, put your hands on the wheel of your life mm-hmm. because destiny isn't random and it's not fate. It's guided by choice. And if you make those choices and you drive those choices with wisdom, trust, and courage, you will get where you want to go. But you must make a choice. And listen, I've made choices. I'm like, I want to go on a diet. And uh-huh. I'm like, I'll do it tomorrow. Right. And nothing changes, right?
Uh-huh.
But you've got to make an empowered choice. You got to mean it so that it catches the attention of the subconscious and the superconscious mind and helps navigate the intuitive process. Such right. a good question.
And so let's say somebody is asking the question, should I marry that guy, you know, whatever. If they don't have an intention to have a particular type of relationship, to feel a certain way in their daily life, then it kind of leads yep. open too many possibilities for yes. Figuring out whether it's a good choice or not.
Right. And that's one of the processes. It's one of the steps in the intuitive process. You need to decide what it is that you're wanting to create, because otherwise your intuition doesn't have anything to direct you to. And if somebody says, is this the guy I should marry, or uh-huh. comes to me and asks that, I say, okay, well, what kind of relationship do you want? And then you get really clear about that and how that feels to you. And then what I say is, now, all right, feel the energy of this person uh-huh. and compare it to that. And how does it feel when you compare the two? And if it feels like it's aligned, then I say, all right, investigate that further. Mm-hmm. There's never an absolute should, and there's never an absolute, you know, our intuition never guides us in regards to right or wrong. It guides us to what's most appropriate for us at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And we might not be in alignment with or the person we're choosing in a relationship might not be in alignment with what our goal is.
Uh-huh. Right. And so when you say, you know, see how it feels, can you sort of put that into more concrete terms about, you know, how we perceive things intuitively?
Sure. Intuition speaks to us, and this is another common misconception. People think intuition speaks to us emotionally, and it does not.
Uh-huh.
Intuition connects with us in a neutral, grounded, powerful, clear fashion. So if you're sensing anything and you're getting an emotional charge, you'll know that it's not your intuition guiding you. So I guide people very specifically, and this is a part of the precision aspect, to say, okay, let's get clear first. Let's set intuition aside for a second. Let's get clear first. How does fear feel to you? When you're mm-hmm. feeling fear in your body, let's get really specific and precise about that. How does paranoia feel to you?
Mm-hmm.
How does anxiety feel? How does worry, how does shame, how does guilt? Let's get clear about all those things, because they all feel different. Uh-huh. They all have their own code. And then let's swing the other side of the spectrum and say, okay, how does wishful thinking feel to you? Uh-huh. How does super hopefulness feel to you? How does total blissed out, not even in your body feel to you? Because mm-hmm. those things feel a certain way as well. And getting specific about how those things feel enables you then to sit and get quiet with comparing what it is that you're sensing and feeling, say, within that relationship, uh-huh. and being able to compare it to that solid, grounded, clear voice, neutral foundation that intuition actually possesses. You know, when I'm out looking for a kid, and say the direction is look here or look there, uh-huh. the direction is never look here, look under the bridge. Uh-huh. It's look here. It's turn left.
Right.
Turn right. It's look under the tree. It's very calm and neutral and expansive. There's no emotional charge behind it. So I encourage people to get really clear about discerning what the difference is.
So why is it so neutral?
Because it's coming from a higher, it's coming from our higher mind. Our intuition is the voice of our soul as it speaks through our higher mind. And because that part of us is beyond time, beyond space, mm-hmm. beyond the skin suit that we're in, is endless and has no experiences, no life or death, uh-huh. it has no attachment to outcome.
Right.
Because it knows that regardless of what's going on in this moment precisely now, you're going to be okay because you're eternal.
Yes.
So there's no charge. And that's sort of the missing link that a lot of people sort of don't catch.
Uh-huh.
And that's the magic, too, because then you start to recognize, oh, okay, I've been paying attention to the wrong part of me.
Yes.
But that's why it's neutral,
okay.
because it's beyond our limited time, space-based awareness of who we are.
That makes such sense. We have to go to another quick break, but more with Simone Wright when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelm and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice, full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Time. Talk Radio.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com. No, you and me. Don't it make it sound good?
Welcome back to the Kristen Eptrich Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Simone Wright. She's the author of First Intelligence. And Simone, you know, I'm fascinated by this this process of accessing information from the field, past, present, and future, for us to sort of navigate our way through our lives. How can an individual use this sort of thing on a daily basis?
Oh boy, it serves us in every way once we get the momentum rolling. You know, I always say before you hit the floor, before you start your day, do your 5 minutes of just setting your intention and getting quiet and asking the question about, you know, how setting your intention for the day and saying, what is my wisest choice for the day? And then allowing it to unfold. Mm-hmm. And what's so fun about intuition when it starts to roll, Christine, is that it has such a cheeky sense of humor. Uh-huh. And it speaks to us, again, it's coming to us neutrally, but it presents opportunities that we would have never in a million years thought of on our own. Uh-huh. Because, you know, it's coming from this broader space. So we can use it any way we want to. You have to guide it appropriately first thing in the morning so that you start your day, and then you start to follow what you notice. That's the fourth step in the process, is noticing what you notice. First, uh-huh, is get coherent. Second is engage with the field. Third is ask the appropriate question. Fourth, then, is start to notice what you notice. And uh-huh, it doesn't matter whether it's about business or whether it's about relationships. If you ask the appropriate questions and then stay open, it will guide you to wherever you want to go.
So we'll get the flow of information, but it might not be in the form or the, you know, at the particular time that we think it should come, but we should just sort of allow ourselves to be open to it.
Exactly. Intuition comes in a multitude of ways. It will come directly. You'll get right there in your meditation, you'll get an instant answer and an instant hit, but that's not common. Uh-huh. It doesn't always happen that way. And so sometimes it's indirect and it's not automatic. It will come later, and it will come more subtly. It will come, you know, a lot of the guys that I train get their intuitive hits while they're shaving in the shower, uh-huh, or while they're tinkering with their car.
Right.
Like, it's not while they're in the midst of the intuitive conversation. It's later when they're relaxed and open. And so sometimes it's direct, sometimes it's indirect. Sometimes it's synchronous, uh-huh, meaning all of the information comes to you at once. And sometimes it's asynchronous, meaning it sort of dribbles in piece by piece so that you can digest it and use it as it comes. So it's important to understand how it's going to start to show up, because a lot of people will get disappointed. They'll think, oh, I'm doing my meditation and I'm not getting anything. Uh-huh. That's okay.
Right.
That's okay. Just get up and then start to enjoy your day.
Well, you know, Simone, it's funny because a few weeks ago I was thinking, you know, it's time for me to go teach another class up in Vancouver, BC. You know, I've taught a couple of classes up there before, really love it up there. And I sort of thought, well, that feels right. And then within 12 hours, I got an email from a hotel up there that I had never heard of, offering good deals on ballroom space.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, okay, that's the perfect size for a seminar. And so it's like, I sort of figured, well, that information's right in front of me, but the fact that it just came as sort of flowed in unexpectedly, it was very concrete, and yet it felt like it was a part of the process.
it's exactly a part of the process, and that's part of the fun of it too, is being open and willing to experience when those little pieces of information are going to come in. Now, if you had been in your head about it and mm-hmm. thinking about it, navigating about it, and trying to figure it out, it would have been a huge ordeal, an effort
right.
for you to have come up with that connection, and it just sort of dropped in your lap. And that's the beauty of the intuitive process. And understand that the information that is held there, it's always there. But we as biological beings can only process about 2 million bits of information per second. Mm-hmm. But there are billions and billions of bits of information in the environment at all times. But when we start to activate our intuition, then we become more aware and able to more deeply recognize and perceive the information that will serve us. Mm-hmm. So we're letting go of the stuff that is a waste of time and doesn't serve us,
right.
and we're becoming more attuned to what is actually in our best interest.
That makes perfect sense.
And let me talk to you later, and I would love to know what the hotel was on that Vancouver
okay.
deal.
All righty. So how do you work in a session? Because I know you offer intuitive sessions one-on-one. What's your process? Because then you have to be in the here and now. It's not like you find out, you know, something about, you know, what the person wants to know about and get back to them 5 weeks later when it finally hits you.
Right. Right. Well, when I'm working one-on-one with somebody, it's kind of like I'm talking to you.
Uh-huh.
You're it. You're my focus. And everything that I'm engaging with you is absolutely connected to you. But before the work starts, I do what I do in any process. I set my intention.
Uh-huh.
I guide my direction. Say I'm working with a client named Susan. I want to know. Let me deeply connect to Susan so that I may best serve her. I get coherent. Mm-hmm. I align my heart with the energetic field, and then the questions that client asks are guided through what I notice and sense in the field, and it is immediate. And in some cases, you know, when I'm working with law enforcement, sometimes the information will trickle in later.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll always keep a notepad after I've worked a scene or worked something with a missing
sure.
kid. And as stuff comes later, I'll provide that. But obviously when you're working with a client, you're right. You want it to come all at once. But, you know, my process with clients has changed more and more recently in that I work more with clients instead of them coming saying, is this a job I should have? It's kind of like we were talked about earlier. You know, I want my clients to come to me and I say to them, what do you want to create? What do you want to build? What brings you joy that you would like to empower you further? And let me help you then take action based on that. Because then ultimately I become obsolete. Eventually they won't need me.
Uh-huh.
And really that's the greatest joy. I would kind of like to be able to give them the tools to say, you can pick whatever you want.
Uh-huh.
Once you learn how to direct it, you can make the choices that are your best interest all the time,
right.
and you won't need me.
Right. So what happens when we get intuition about something that is ultimately alarming? It may be neutral when it comes in about the potential for a car accident or,
right.
you know, something happening to one of our children. How do we navigate once we get the information?
Oh, good question. Well, the importance is, again, is to recognize, okay, I know that the intuitive information that is coming is neutral, and it's my response to it that is freaking me out here.
Right.
And in order for you to be effective, let's say it is something with your kid, like you take your child, something's not right with your child's health, and you go to the doctor, and the doctor tells you one thing, and intuitively you know that something else is up.
Uh-huh.
Your greatest superpower comes in your ability to stay neutral. And I know that's hard because I don't have children, but I have dogs. They are my
sure.
furry babies. And if anything ever goes wrong with them, I lose my mind.
Right,
but I have to stop myself and say the only way I can be of service to my child or to my doctor, for that matter,
mm-hmm.
is if I stay neutral, if I stay coherent, if I stay balanced in my heart,
mm-hmm.
and if I remind myself all the time that regardless of how ill my child is or whatever the situation is here, there is an intuitive solution all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The problem could not exist if there were not a solution. So whenever you're faced with those crises and you get that anxiety, that panic, that fear, you stop, you say, hold on, breathe, first of all. The fact that this crisis exists right now in my world means that the solution exists as well. And the only way I will have access to it is if I stay grounded, open, and calm and ask the appropriate questions.
Wonderful. You know, this hour has flown by, Simone. There's so many more questions I'd like to ask you, and we just don't have the time for it. Please, can you share with our listeners how they can connect with you, and if you've got any upcoming events you'd like to share with them?
Well, absolutely. You can reach me, as I said earlier, through my website, www.simonewright.com. I am speaking at the Intuition 2.0 conference here in Los Angeles mid-September. I have an online six-week training program coming up third week of September as well, and that's communicating directly with me. I'm working with everybody online, 90 minutes for 6 weeks, that talks about the foundation of first intelligence and how to apply it. Mm-hmm. And basically what I'm offering right now is if anybody ever wants me to come to their hometown and teach a class anywhere in North America, if you help me organize that and help me put bums in the seats, I will give you your weekend workshop for free. So you can contact me through my website with that. I'm doing so much work with the book right now that I'm kind of asking people if they want me to come and visit them that you invite me and I'll come.
And we're running out of time here, so it's SimoneWright.com. Simone, thanks so much for joining me here today.
My pleasure. My great pleasure.
And thank you, listener, for joining us here, and I hope to talk to you next week.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelm and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice, full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey
through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.